You're listening to The Hit List with me, Numi, and I'm joined by Vembi. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks so much for coming in person.
You're more than welcome.
So lovely.
Around the corner.
Yes, exactly. So we've been playing Messy in Heaven on The Hit List a lot, and we've been loving it. And people might not know, listening at home, that you're one of us.
I am.
You're from Chatham, just round the corner.
I'm a Chatham girl through and through.
Born and bred.
Born and bred. Can't take the Chatham out of me, unfortunately. It's never gonna go. But no, I love my hometown.
What's your like favourite place or like hidden gem in Chatham?
In Chatham, oh gosh. Do you know what? Do you know by down by the command house where the pub is, and you've got like the walk across the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's nice.
Yeah, nice.
It's nice when you've got a bit of a mental head.
Yeah, to have a little moment.
Yeah, walk down with the waves. And
sometimes
stuff.
I like to have a nice little Taco Bell, not sponsored, looking at the docks.
How is Taco Bell? I've actually not.
Do you know what?
Been.
Hashtag again, not sponsored. Other tacos are available, but I do really enjoy it. It's very nice.
I might. Taco Bell, if you're listening. I enjoy it.
Maybe we can do a deal. The next song.
Yeah, the next song I'll write just for you. I promise.
And what's your like favourite place in Kent to go? Favourite thing to do?
I really just like chilling with my friends round here. But I went to this place up in Tunbridge Well called Toad Rock.
Mm.
I thought it was sick there. Yeah. That's probably my favourite place in Kent at the moment.
Okay, so there we go. There's a few little favourites from Vembi.
A few little favourites.
Verified, Vembi verified locations. It's been kind of a crazy year for you, right?
It has.
Like, you released Lowdown. Well, you technically hadn't even finished it yet, right? You posted this TikTok where you were sat outside with a little clip of your song.
Mad.
And then it all began. How was that? How did that feel?
It was... Oh my gosh, it was mental because I didn't think anything would come off the bat of that, but I can't remember how the most that period of time because everything happened so quickly, but I've never felt that level of excitement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like even from like now, like that initial rush is just mental.
That kind of feeling of like...
Mate, I was so gassed.
Is this happening? Is this happening?
I was like, oh my gosh. I remember going on a dog walk with my mum and I was just like completely gassed. I just couldn't believe it.
And now here we are.
Now I'm in a radio station, like what the heck?
When I heard that we were chatting to you, I was so excited because I saw Lowdown like all over, because I'm an avid TikTok user. So I love when it's like, I'm like, I know that person. Yeah. I feel like I'm on the right TikTok because I know these people. So I saw Lowdown like on my For You page organically. And then I saw you like when you first started promoting Messy in Heaven as well, when you were like, I can't actually use this for ads because apparently it's too edgy. I have to say it did work as a tactic because I then was like, I'm immediately going to Spotify to listen to this song. Because I want to know why it's so spicy. So it's just like really great to kind of see that journey.
It's been exciting for sure. I genuinely thought Messy in Heaven wasn't gonna do as well.
I saw an interview you did with like an online magazine called like Scene or something.
Yes.
And I saw that you'd said in it like, oh, I've got this other track coming out and I hope it does as well. And I was like, I think she's talking about Messy in Heaven in this one.
Yeah,
and,
I was.
And here I am playing it on the radio.
And we knew that this was the next track coming. Me and my team, because it felt right.
Yeah.
But when I was dropping it, I was so nervous to get it out because I just didn't know how the public were going to take to it.
Yeah.
I was so scared. I've never been that nervous to drop a song in my entire life. But I think also because my next single that's come in, I teased on TikTok at the same time and it went viral as well. So then I was like, battling between two songs whether Messy in Heaven isn't going to do as well because people like this song more.
Yeah.
But then we just went with it and it's paid off. So
I think this is like a really interesting thing with artists now using TikTok to tease music.
Yeah.
It's this like new dynamic of, I've spoken to artists before, it's like, oh, well, we can just kind of try stuff out. Uh-huh. So you just put something on and you're like, oh, it's done well. Okay, now I'll release it.
Yeah.
Or you can kind of like test the waters with two and then you're like, well, if they don't like this, I can do the other one. So it's quite cool that you can have that.
It is. It's, well, TikTok's the only thing we've got nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like we've got a TikTok to get somewhere. But I think, like, when I was teasing them both, I don't know if I should have teased Gutter as soon as I did, but Messy in Heaven still was projecting well on the app, but I definitely think TikTok's why I'm here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Can't bash the app, you know.
It's mad. And I think it's also quite good, you know, it's never a bad thing to have two things going viral at the same time. Because
no,
you can be
just
like...
just more pressure.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, yeah. But you know that it's going to go well when it comes out because people like it already.
It will come out when it, I don't know, 6 years' time. I don't know. Just, whenever.
Just waiting.
Just
for
waiting.
The right time.
Waiting for the right time.
So you are a new artist for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I've got a few questions just so we can get to know you. First of all, where does the name Vembi come from?
Where does it come from? Oh, it's my middle name.
Ah.
So my middle name is, it's a play on the spelling of the middle way. So my middle name is spelled differently. And Vembi, my mum actually was like, V-N-B-E. And I was like, that works.
I like that.
And then that was it. And because I was sort of like, oh, do you know what? It doesn't matter if I change my name. And then did. And then everything sort of worked out from then.
I think it's really nice because it's like a little bit different. It's not.
I ain't seen nobody with the name Vembi yet.
No. And it sticks in your head. It's
fingers
easy
crossed.
To remember. So fingers crossed.
Please, nobody take my name. Thank you very much.
Get that copyright in and we'll be fine. how would you describe your influences? Because when I hear your voice, and particularly with Lowdown, I felt a little like Billie Eilish in your sound. And then I saw you cover a Billie Eilish song and I was like, I see it. So how would you describe your influences?
I do. I'm very influenced by Billie Eilish. I'm influenced by a lot of writers.
Mm.
So like Carole King.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. So, but I love this girl called Lola Young. I think she's phenomenal. She inspires me. Fleetwood Mac. Like my list, like my inspirations are so broad that I can't stick to one.
Yeah.
But there's been so many people that have influenced me. Billie Eilish is a huge one.
Yeah.
And I really love this girl called Upsall.
Okay.
Who's an artist in the US. She's unbelievably cool.
Yeah.
She's so cool.
I think there's like, it's like Billie as well. I think you're very cool as well. We'll get on to
I'm
you
so uncool
second.
That it becomes cool.
But I think that's kind of like the way to go. I think Billie Eilish is kind of similar as well, like that. When you're just like unapologetically yourself, you are automatically authentic. You, like people can just tell that that's who you are, face value. And then that becomes cool. Because I think sometimes when it's obvious that people are trying to like...
be cool.
Or front an image or whatever.
It's an odd one, isn't it?
Yeah,
I definitely am not cool. But like my managers will be like, Erin, you're so uncool that it is now cool.
You've gone like, full circle.
Like, yes.
But that's aspirational
you.
For the youth because now
it is.
You're a role model.
Kids, you don't have to be cool, don't worry.
you can just be so uncool that it circles right back around.
You will be cool.
I do have to ask where your fluffy bucket hat is from.
Because, my fluffy one.
Yeah, because I want one.
I've got quite a few bucket hats. My fluffy one, is it the one with the smiley faces on? Is it the black one?
I think it was like blue.
Oh, that might be from H&M.
Mmm. Nice. I
possibly.
Do love H&M.
I've got so many bucket hats, honestly.
But I think that's kind of like your aesthetic. Are you going to release merch? Are you going to release a Vembi?
I do have merch. And I do throw them out at shows.
Do you?
I do. Yeah. So my team made like these bucket hats with the word Vembi on them.
Amazing.
And I think we're going to do some more with some other like little phrases on them. But I throw them out at shows. So I'm hoping like one day we can like actually put them up and people can actually buy them to wear them.
But I think that's quite a cool thing in itself to be, you know, like everyone loves something that's limited edition and special.
They're limited edition and free.
Yeah.
So, like, if you've got a Vembi hat, then you've been to a show and you've got that forever.
Exactly. And that's your, like, status symbol. You're like, I was an OG. I was at one of the first shows.
Yeah.
I've got the Vembi bucket hat.
That's where I'd be like, oh, my God, I take my number, let's go for lunch, yeah, sort of thing.
And you can always like upscale it. You could get a t-shirt gun, you know, one of those cannons where you just fire them out into the audience. As you, as
know,
your audience
really
gets bigger.
Idea.
There you go. Invest.
Amazon later, buy a t-shirt gun.
For the next shows. Yeah. You collaborated with Godard on Messy in Heaven, mm-hmm, and Dan Fable on Lowdown. What's, mm-hmm, your writing process like working with collaborators, and how do you, like, how did these songs come about?
So Lowdown, I wrote the hook and the first verse on my guitar at 3 o'clock in the morning on my own.
Amazing. I do feel like it's a very 3 a.m. song.
It was a very 3 a.m. song, very like going through my old voice notes, and then I came across one where I was feeling really rubbish and I was like, okay, this is a song. And then the next day went to Dan and we finished it off together. And then Messy in Heaven, me and Dan as well, wrote that together. And I'd gone into the session and I was like, look, lads, this is going to sound really, really bonkers, right? And then when it came in with the idea...
But what if?
Yeah. I came into the with the idea and they were like, yeah, that's hard, let's do it. And then that was it. The song was written in about 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So it's very quick. Yeah. It's, where I have ADHD, I have like a very small period of time to get an idea out, yeah, and done. Because otherwise I'm off, see you later, I ain't gonna be interested whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I'm like very quick with songwriting usually.
Yeah, hyper-focused.
Yeah.
And then you're like, right, now on to the next thing.
On to the next thing, yeah.
Which I think is very efficient, and it means you can just bash them out.
And then the team go, that song that you've just done, can we just go get you to redo it? And I'm like, That's out of my 4-hour window. You know?
Sorry, I can't quite.
I can't do it.
We're going to have to wait for me to cycle around again.
Yeah. You have to wait until it starts.
Give me a week. Yeah.
Give me 3 years and I'll come back and I'll do it for you, yeah.
I saw in an interview you said a lot of your songs are about nights out with your friends, mm-hmm, messy nights out. Mm-hmm. What's your favourite night in Kent been?
Oh, God.
And is it radio friendly?
My mum's in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. There was one time we did go to, me and my girls, we went to Rochester. And obviously, if you know Rochester, you go to casinos. You know casinos, it's not, you know, it's where you go when you've had too many.
Yeah. And there's nowhere else to go.
And there's nowhere else to go. Yeah. So we had gone out and I had beer fear.
I love watching your face. Like, how do I tell this?
How do I do this on the radio? I had beer fear walking down the high street the next day. I don't know how I got home.
Yeah.
It was one of them.
Yeah. Nice.
But we've had a good few really good nights out. Our best nights, I think, are at Tappington.
Nice.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it's so my vibe.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just like this gross little den of people that just want a party. It's great. But I had my launch party there, which was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, nights out, they did get very leery. I'm having a little bit of a break from partying,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to get ready for tour.
Yeah.
You know,
because then you can
when
just
you go on tour.
Up,
yeah.
Where's like the weirdest place that you've heard a song in the wild?
One of my songs.
Oh my God, that's me.
Well, I was Halfords was a weird one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is...
My boyfriend's sister was like, Erin, your song's playing in Halfords. And I was like, Halfords?
In Chatham, Halfords Chatham?
No, Maidstone.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
I've heard it in a corner shop in Chatham before. That was nice.
That is, yeah. It must be quite weird if you're just like going about your bits.
Yeah, it's very weird. It's very weird. But I also like secretly love it. I'm like, yes, that's my song.
Yeah, you don't want to be the kind of person where you're like, oh, this is so embarrassing. You want to be there like, yeah!
Yeah, no modesty.
No
it's
modesty.
Just like, yeah, that's my, yeah.
Just like,
getting in, get well, gas. Yeah.
This is me.
It's mad. But it's weird when you hear your songs somewhere else. It's just like, how is this my life?
Yeah, I think especially now where a lot of the promotion is done organically, you, mm-hmm, with your phone in your house, you're just there in a tracksuit and a bucket hat vibing.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's then like quite hard to conceptualize that it's out in the world,
yeah,
especially
sure,
when you're like, you're just seeing the stream numbers.
Yeah.
Then connecting those to people.
Then I'm like, oh my God, that's actually people.
Yeah. What was it like playing festivals this year?
Festival season was fun.
Yeah.
Fun. That was so fun. Because I didn't think that I would be playing shows that quickly.
Yeah.
But we had to like, I think we changed the show about four or five times. But like towards the end, like All Points East was nuts. And then Printworks was cool, and going to all these like little things. And then tour next year, it's just mad.
Yeah, so let's talk about tour. So you're going in March?
February. And to March.
To March, yeah.
To March,
because
yeah.
The closest date to us here is London Courtyard Theatre.
Yes.
On March the 2nd.
Nearly sold out.
So snap those tickets up if you want to go. Yeah, like what can you tell us, like what you've got planned? Like how's it going? Preparing? You said you're taking a break, ready to be fresh.
We've got a barrel of tunes come in, so a load of unreleased stuff.
Nice.
Obviously, I'm bringing Amy, who comes with me everywhere when I play live shows, and hopefully we'll probably jump down into the crowd and go a bit nuts.
Oh, I love when that happens.
It's so fun.
That's just the best bit.
It's so fun because everyone's piping up each other and it's just like, yeah.
Let's have a go.
Like a forced mosh pit.
Yeah.
Like I forced myself a stage invasion as well one time.
Did you?
Yeah, like I dragged my fans up onto stage.
I remember once when I was really young, I went to a gig and we went up on stage, and like that has stayed in my head for so long.
It's so fun.
Something magic about like, oh my gosh, here we are.
It was this girl's birthday and I was like,
get up.
I was like, come on, come on.
You can have a bucket hat.
But they're so sweet though. Everyone in the crowd is so sweet. And I think if they can do it safely, I don't know, why not?
Yeah, yeah. You want it to be like a community.
Yeah, it's a little family.
Yeah, a little family. So you've got music coming out. So have you got like an EP that's going to come out soon?
I am working on an EP.
Ooh.
Hopefully next year. Will be coming out. The next single is sorted, so okay. The next single will be out, and then hopefully, well, we've got six songs.
Okay,
that'll be
that's good. A chunky EP.
So whether that's an EP or just six singles or an I don't know.
Yeah,
two EPs.
You've got stuff to.
Who knows?
You got flexibility.
I've got flexibility, and I'm also thinking about what my team are allowing me to say or not. So.
We're going to play a little game that we play on the hit list, which is like a quick fire quiz to get to know you.
Okay.
So I'm just going to throw things at you.
Oh, gosh.
And you're going to tell me whether it's a hit or a miss for you.
Okay.
So first one we always start with is Marmite.
I like Marmite, but I can't eat it. It's got wheat in it.
Ah.
So it's a miss.
So it's like a tragic. This is interesting because obviously most people are like very vehemently yes or no, but you're like,
oh, I do it's like it.
It's a tragic love story.
It's
for you.
It's a sad
forbidden
sad
romance.
It's a miss. I'm sorry, Marmite.
Rain.
That doesn't give me specifics. Are we inside or are we outside?
Okay, in rain while you're outside.
Hit. I quite like it.
And now I want to know rain when you're inside.
Miss. I don't like the noise.
Not the way that
but
I
like how dramatic it is when you leave and it's pouring down rain. You, everyone's like, oh my God.
Running.
So, yeah, I feel like I'm in a movie.
Yeah. Very cinematic. Starting to celebrate Christmas in November.
Miss.
Too early for you.
Too early.
When is it all right? When does Mariah Carey start playing?
December 25th, babes.
Really?
Yeah.
You're like, you're just not a fan.
I just think November, it's not Christmas.
Yeah.
I think like
the 25th of November, where it's like a month away.
Then I'm 25th of December.
You're like,
it's one day.
It's
yeah.
one day. We go really hard, and then it's over.
Yeah.
Spicy food.
Oh, hit.
Be real.
Hit.
Yes, I love the be real.
I love be real.
Love it. I'm like way onto the hype, especially now where like Twitter's dying.
I feel like all social medias, like Be Real is going to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
I think.
Because it's just minimum effort.
It's just great. Like, I don't have to pose for anything. I'm just like,
this is who I am.
This is who I am.
Bounties.
Miss. They're pretty dead.
Are you going to buy the celebration boxes that don't have them in?
Do they do that?
They've just announced that they're going to do it.
I feel a bit bad on the bounties, though. Whoever made bounties, I just feel so left out now.
Yeah.
It's like a hate crime against them.
Discriminating against the bounty.
But I probably would, yeah.
Yeah, I'm...
Sorry, bounty.
I agree. The statue of Thomas Fletcher Waghorn.
Is that in Chatham?
That's the statue in Chatham.
The cone guy.
Yeah, yes. The cone guy. Have you ever put a cone on his head?
I've not.
I feel like...
I don't know how I would reach it.
Yeah.
How do people do it?
How do they do it? And no one sees
that's
them.
A myth of Chatham that I have always needed to know.
Yeah.
It's because they'll always take it off and then someone will always go and put it back on.
And how are they getting up there?
How do they do it?
Is there just like a secret? Is there? I'm just imagining someone with a ladder in the dead of night with a cone.
I reckon.
Also, where do they get the cones from?
Oh, you can get them on the road, though, can't you? They probably nicked it from the motorway.
It's like, oh, someone, that's one for Thomas.
Oh, God.
Reality TV.
Depends what show it is. I love a bit of Real Housewives of Melbourne from Australia. So it's a hit. Yeah.
One of my old flatmates used to love Real Housewives and she used to watch like...
I think it's so funny.
All of the, like so many seasons. And
it's the Australian one for me.
Yeah.
They're so aggressively like hilarious. They swear all the time.
I might have to give it a watch.
They really crack me up. But as far as like reality TV goes, I don't really watch too much. I watch like a good like drama series or cartoons.
What's your favourite show that you've watched recently?
I watched this thing called From Scratch on Netflix.
Yeah.
Can confirm, made me cry.
Is that a TV show? Is that a movie?
It's a series.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is that? They fall in love and they make a restaurant or something?
Well, the guy's a chef.
Okay. Obviously, the trailer made a really big impact on me.
The guy's a chef. They fall in love and some stuff happens down the way and it's really sad and it did make me cry.
Okay. I do love a Netflix show that makes me cry. So I'm just
like in my bedroom
that.
Like...
and the episode ends and you've got like the black screen and you can see yourself reflected
in it. And you're just in tears.
Just
yeah.
An
and
absolute
like,
mess. Just like, thanks. 2022 so far?
2022 so far has been... phenomenal, great, hit.
And it's just going to keep on going.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play your new single on KMFM. Can you introduce it for us?
This is my new single, Messy in Heaven. I'm Venby, and I really hope you like it.